This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
You are listening to what should be the number one ranked technology podcast on SoundCloud. This week, this is episode 164 of the IT and the D Show, and because the debates are going on right now, Dave and I had a great idea that we should do a fun show. So this is going to be all fun, little geek, less geek, not as geeky. We have Christian here from the Monroe Comic-Con talking all things Comic-Con. We got Rebecca in the house talking Ruppets. If you don't know what Ruppets are, you're going to want to listen. And then last but not least...
Well, if you don't know what Ruppets are, you've clearly never listened to our show. Right. So screw you. That's...
Last but not least, we have Chelsea and Stacy in the house. They host a show on the Podcast Detroit Network called Reasons Why I'm Single. They are hysterical, and you're going to definitely need to stay tuned and listen to them talk about reasons why they're single.
Single, properties being single.
Exactly.
It's demented and sad, but social.
And then we're going to teach you how... to put a 3.5 millimeter port on your new iPhone 7.
Absolutely.
Dave, you may fire when ready.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
You're listening to the IT in the D Show.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Just where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Hi, this is Jeremy London from Mallrats, and I'm just wondering, how did I go from Hot Floridian Sex with Brandy spinning to the IT and D Show?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
I used to hang out at the Mugumbo Bar. It was a rough place, the seediest dive on the wharf, populated with every reject and cutthroat from Bombay to Calcutta. It's worse than Detroit.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT in the D.
What happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bumhole?
Exactly.
Come on.
Someone tries. Get the hell with this. I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the show.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT in the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, John Kreese from the Karate Kid movie. And you're listening to IT in the D.
Yes, that's it!
Are we at a break yet?
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT in the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds!
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 Nerds! What is a nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. IT in the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
You're in your underwear, I'm in my underwear. Here, let's hang out.
No, I'm sorry, honey. I have a headache.
I definitely want to see Bob in his underwear. That's a fact.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
It's just too big.
How big?
It's way too big.
I can get it all the way in.
Really? Should we talk about this? Tag team. Should I keep going or should I stop?
We just lost our clean tag on iTunes.
But it's delicious.
This is Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Mugumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover? I love my Monday meat stick.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Oh!
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do. The question is what aren't we going to do?
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Welcome. Thank you for listening. This is the one and only IT in the D Show. We are at episode 164, and we are broadcasting here live in the Podcast Detroit studios, the golden towers of the one-story building in Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy hanging out with Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG. He went to Orlando. He went to Singapore. He went to Italy. Now he's in Orlando. God knows what he's doing, but he's on location. Is he doing work for us?
I don't even try to. He says so, but I didn't tell him to go.
3 weeks on ITD payroll, and we haven't gotten anything back from him yet. What the hell is he doing?
We got no good stuff from Singapore. We got no nothing. Good stuff from Italy. It's Orlando. How much good stuff can there be there?
But nothing. Disney World.
Yeah.
Find us online, itandthed.com. Give us a like on the Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter. Shout out to Randy and Ian, who will be filling you in with all the links tonight. And we just passed up Ian's birthday. Happy birthday, Ian. Do us a favor. Mark your calendars. This weekend, the 1st of October. God, it's October already.
How is it October?
Well, that's already. That's how calendars work. It's just, you know, one day follows the next.
My grandparents, I used to laugh when they would tell me that the older you get, the faster time goes.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I'm not laughing anymore.
Yeah. Well, my favorite saying is when people bitch about could this day get any longer? And I'm like, what is it, more than 24 hours? Like, I don't get it. Like, you know what I mean? So the 10-1, October 1st, we're going to be at Monroe Comic Con, IT and the D, Activate Gaming. I believe we're hanging out with Source Point Press.
Well, not just IT and the D. I mean, it's the Podcast Detroit.
Podcast Detroit.
Yes, I mean, we'll be there with the remote gear. We got a couple shows coming out to do live broadcasts. There's a podcasting panel, I believe, at 3 o'clock. They're going to be taking part in, how to get started, all that fun.
Properties of podcasting.
It's just demented and sad, but social.
Right. And then October 6th, we're going to have our podcaster meetup over at Activate Gaming in Ferndale. If you've not been there, it's a great time. You don't need to be a podcaster. Just want to hang out. No agenda, no speakers, no sales pitches. Just fun, happy, good times, and we're gonna have a joust. Yeah. We're gonna have a joust tournament, I believe. That's gonna be the game of choice.
Renaissance Festival style, or the video game?
No, the video game.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Right. Yeah.
The whole horse thing.
Well, you don't want to pick up the eggs after the horse laid it. If you're gonna do that,
not my speed, not my thing.
It's the 80s kids understand. Sorry for the bad reference. And then we're gonna be back with a casual social post Pink Slip party on the 20th at the Blackfin Royal Oak, where this whole mess kind of started. Again, no cover charge, no speakers, no agenda, no buttholes, just IT folks talking IT and stuff and drinking and
not,
stuff.
Not no little, like you're allowed, like you're not no literal buttholes.
Right? Oh, no. Like it's bad people.
Exactly.
Right. No, euphemisms. No, that guy. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think they figured it out.
You never know.
Yeah. We have to be clear.
We do.
So since we're missing the wonderful debates right now,
dude. First, is this the Super Bowl? Because sweet Jesus, like CNN started their pregame show at like noon, and the debate, it's now 9 o'clock, and it's just like seriously, I what the hell?
So you get through broadcasting school and you work your way up through like the Midtown South Dakota news and you make your way all the way to CNN. You're like, look, my top of the world,
and you're the 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon hour.
Right. No,
standing out in front of wherever the debates are being held, going, yep, nothing happening. Back to you, Bob.
You're just anyone on that pregame show. Like, what do you think they're going to debate? Yeah, I think they're going to. What do you think they're going to talk about? Stuff. Do you think Hillary's going to cough? Yeah. You think Trump's going to say stupid things? Yeah. Back to you, Jim. Like, wait, what? Like, seriously. It's got to be the worst job on the planet.
They asked us to moderate the debate, but we're not really good with anything in moderation. So.
Right. We're just going to get Ronald McDonald to just make this whole clown show to a complete. We haven't announced our guests in the studio. Screw me for that. Segment two, we got Christian here talking Monroe Comic Con. Like I said, we're going to be there all weekend. Segment three.
Well, and obviously, condolences go out to Gary, who could not be here tonight. His sister died from cancer. You know, Gary's done a lot of stuff. I know he had the comics thing going on, doing benefits and that sort of thing. And unfortunately, his kid sister did die this weekend. So Gary, not to the Facebook cliche, but, thoughts and prayers, condolences. Best, all the best, man.
Yeah, it's
now that I've destroyed the momentum of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Carry on. Hey, we're gonna be talking about puppets in a second. Jesus, Dave. We got We got Rebecca in the house from Ruppets. If you have not heard us talk about it, we got a she hangs out at every one of these Comic Cons and makes custom puppets, and
they're amazing.
It's going to be a fun conversation. Last but not least, Chelsea and Stacey are in the house from Reasons Why I'm Single, one of the new favorite podcasts here at Podcast Detroit, and it's going to be they're absolutely hysterical, and we're very happy you guys came on our show. Because like I said, it's debate night. So like, you know, instead of talking about security breaches and geek stuff, we decided just to have a fun
show.
Keep
it light.
Exactly. Keep it light. Fun show.
Keep reminding yourself of that, Dave.
Yeah, right.
You know, as the saying goes, you know, just when I thought.
Stacey's not allowed to tell me to edit anything in this show.
No, I know, right?
I did the last two episodes and you weren't there.
As the saying goes, you know, just when I thought you couldn't get any dumber. You go out and totally redeem yourself.
You build a foolproof system. Along comes a bigger and better fool.
And so, you know, there's always tutorial. Like I teach my kids, like when you don't know how to do something, Google it, right?
Right.
Where a guy
or
does,
go to YouTube. Somebody will walk you through.
Yeah, YouTube. There's everything. You want to learn how to play Benny and the Jets on the piano? YouTube. Don't ask your father to buy you sheet music because it doesn't make any sense. So here comes a guy decides to put out troll videos. Right,
and they're amazing.
Right,
like, have you gone through the channel?
Not all of them, but about four
amazing.
Or five.
Yeah.
But there's a few. Like I remember, like when the hey, if you don't have snow tires, just put nails in your
put screws in.
Right.
The best way to get ice off your windshield is boiling hot water.
Right.
Yeah, those were floating around Facebook last winter. Yeah.
So here comes this iPhone 7, right? This magnificent piece of
that everybody's pissed off
machinery
or on fire about because you know there's no headphone jack.
Well, it's classic Apple, right? Get rid of a port at add a $70 dongle accessory.
Right.
So here's this guy comes out and he basically says, hey, if you want a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, just drill a hole right here, this part of the phone.
All you have to do is go get a 3.5 millimeter drill bit.
Right.
Here's where you drill the hole and then your headphone jack will go right in.
Right.
And he did a beautiful job faking up the video, making it look like, you know, and then he plugged his headphones in and, you know, it had the whole music coming. It's a phenomenal troll video. Something like 500,000 people have downvoted it so far.
Which means they're the ones that broke their phone.
Well, leaving comments like, I tried this and the music's just, you know, it's the music's just coming out of the phone. It's not coming. Or, you know, that I made sure I had a 3.5 millimeter drill bit and the headphone jack isn't seating properly. I don't know. Like, what did I do wrong? Like, should I try to glue it? Phenomenal. Just reaffirmed. Again, if you don't think, you know, hey, let's get a little political. If you don't think Trump has a chance of winning one, look at how many Detroit Lions fans flew to Green Bay yesterday. And two, well, I read the comments on that video.
Well, I guess which is two good segues. One
which brings
is,
us to three. Idiocracy for
right.
its 10th anniversary is coming back to theaters.
That is,
and on top of that, we may have what's the closest thing to a professional wrestler as a president as this country's ever seen.
Exactly, Hector Camacho Elizondo, whatever his name was in the movie. Yeah.
I'd rather have him right now than the two that they got strutting on stage. But I digress. So if you've never seen Idiocracy, the first 15 minutes
the
is
first
about
10
as,
minutes. Yeah,
it's about as prophetic, is about as enlightening to our future. I think as any movie like. 2001 Space Odyssey? No,
yeah.
that's not happening right now. Isn't Blade Runner supposed to be like in 2 years?
Next year.
That's not happening.
2017.
Idiocracy?
No.
Happening.
Yeah.
Like now.
We said this for a year. We are living the first 10 minutes of Idiocracy, where it's basically the for those who haven't seen it. Number one, just YouTube. The first 10 minutes are on YouTube, but it's the comparison of two people. One is a very intellectual couple, and like they interview them, and they're like, you know, they're holding off to have kids because you know they want to make sure it's the right time, and they're financially stable and secure, and yada yada. And then the other one is like Billy Joe Jim Bob. Who's like breeding with everyone and everything, including like his cousins and yada yada. And so like it's like the family tree is like blowing out all over the place on the Billy Joe Jim Bob side, and they keep flashing back to, well, you know, we're waiting till we buy a house, and you know, we get, you know, we make sure we're in the right school district. Yeah, Billy Joe Jim Bob, bang 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 bang. And then the husband on the other couple dies in a car accident, and so now she's hoping it's just it, yeah. And then like, and in the background, it's what is it, Fuddruckers?
Yeah, but it's not that. It's something else.
Well, no, it starts as Fuddruckers.
Oh, then they changed their name.
And it's the morphing of Fuddruckers over the So, yeah, phenomenal movie.
The number one show in the future is like kicking them in the nuts or something.
Yeah, Ow My Balls.
Ow My Balls.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But 10th anniversary, so yeah, be sure to check that out. But
I love the limited releases that they're doing. Like they just did, I took the kids to go see The Never Ending Story. They've watched it on DVD a couple times. Like that's because
That's been
being
on
a good
Netflix.
Dad, that's what you have to do.
Right, because I like showing my kids a grown horse dying in a tar pit. That's just amazing.
That's right. The horse dies of sad.
Right.
Yeah, that's
my
it's
kids
the worst
all
part
cried.
Of the entire movie.
And I'm like, oh, God, what's wrong with me as a father?
But it comes back at the end of the movie.
Yeah, but you don't.
Spoiler alert.
Still, yeah. Now.
poor sad Artax.
But speaking of, I guess, this is probably one of my favorite stories is – the power of Reddit. Sometimes we joke about how like the neck beards, like in the you're crazy.
I love this story.
But here comes a post by some guy that basically says, "Hey, how do I go back and exchange and remove like a tag from a subject line on like a massive amount of emails for a VIP?"
Yeah,
right. And so he's like, basically, he was telling the story. And people started putting two and two together. Then they were Googling his username, which correlated back to a guy's name.
To an IP address.
To an IP
address.
Right. Ended up being like Hillary Clinton's IT guy. And he's asking Reddit how to delete emails.
And how to remove that classified tag from
on
the
Reddit.
Emails on Reddit.
And it was like, honestly, I don't think the FBI does as much research as some of these neckbeards do on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. No, never piss off an internet troll.
No. No. They will like
– Jeff Moss and internet trolls just never piss off.
They will dig up your great grandpa's like
atrocities. What? Do you want to try that
again? I was using like four words at
still
once.
I'm upset the horse died. In the
I was. It ruined my day. But like this guy got outed on the worst level and like – but here's the thing. People chuckle about it, but nobody cares. Nobody, like, this guy got absolutely ruined. And at the end of the day, like, meh, so what? And that's where our society is today. It's idiocracy again, all coming true to life because no one cares.
Yeah, that's the sad reality. Yeah,
right.
Is that it'll, you know, it's a flash in a pan and then it goes away. And then there's always a next Reddit, you know, today I learned or whatever else that people want to.
Oh, you remember when? Remember this?
Remember berries?
Remember when that one time?
Remember when there were Reddit threads that we paid attention to? Remember?
By the way, South Park season, it's an episode 2, by the way. It's about the internet troll. It's funny, but they're pushing, it's funny.
They're pushing a little too hard.
Right.
I thought the opening 5 minutes of the first episode was outstanding.
Genius. Right.
You know, the whole national anthem, Colin Kaepernick thing. The member berries. Phenomenal. I love.
No, we're spoiled because the last season was Detroit. I think that's why we're spoiled.
But yeah, no, but they are. They're trying to cram a little bit too much in. Speaking of trying to cram a little bit too much in where it doesn't belong, Anthony Weiner is now under investigation.
Is it Weiner?
It's Weiner.
Oh.
It's not. Yeah, it's what was that? Nicolas Cage Saturday Night Live. It's Aswipe. No, it's Mr. Asswipe.
You know what? Yeah, let me take a time out real quick. Your name's Weiner. You have a son. That kid's in third. Your job as a father
is to change your last name.
Is to shield that child from third grade abominations.
Or just give him the first name Huge.
Dude, my kids laugh at every, like, my baloney has a first, you know, like my Weiner. Like, they'll laugh at that. And, like, this kid had to get, like, I remember, like, when I was in third grade, the kid Mike Maxey, they had to change districts. He got destroyed.
And it's like, Maxey pads?
Yeah. So here comes Anthony Weiner. It's like, your dad's like, you know what? Let's make it Weiner. Let's make it Wine. Let's not make it Weiner. Like, So now the guys,
especially once you decide you're going to pursue a career in politics,
take Weiner pictures and send them to unsuspecting women.
Yeah, well,
great move there,
suspecting
Anthony.
The last one that came out was a Trump supporter, which so of course was gunning for him, idiot. Now he's under investigation though because apparently he was doing the same with a 15-year-old girl.
Ooh. Weiner,
yeah,
Weiner.
Hello, Chris Hansen. Why don't you have a seat?
Weiner.
What were you going to do with that stuffed animal and the gummy bears and the wine coolers?
Oh, wiener. God. Enough with that club. Can we never speak his name again?
No, although we are still the other name free. It's been, what, a good 4 or 5 episodes since we've mentioned them who shall not be named?
Who?
Voldemort.
Nah, see, I can't. If I say it, then it's over.
Oh.
Nuri right now is
Chewbacca mom?
See, you killed
me. Oh, Chewbacca mom's back?
We said we weren't going to talk about her anymore.
I thought you were talking about Pam Anderson.
Oh, no. And by the way, Pam. Pam, I love you. I do. Like as anybody my age does. Because
you were great in Borat.
Well, and you were responsible for many of people in my age group hitting puberty. So, but ever since you came out 4 weeks ago and said that porn is bad and people should stop viewing porn and people should stop paying attention to porn, you've been naked more times in the last 4 weeks than you were in like the previous 5 years. Like she was naked. I love she got nude to celebrate that she was Hep C cured.
That's what I do when I get cured of a disease. I
got to do a naked photo shoot.
I hire a photographer and take off my naked clothes. Photo yeah. Shoot.
There was some other magazine cover. The Playboy. She's like the last.
I thought Playboy's gone.
Well, no, it's still there. Oh. They're just trying to.
A real magazine.
They're going to be. Yeah, now you're really just reading it for the articles because that's all that's left. So she was like the last centerfold.
Wait a
cover.
Minute. There's no more boobies in Playboy?
That's, I didn't know that.
Well, no, I thought they were talking about it, but I didn't think it was a thing.
No, that was a thing.
Oh. Never renewing my subscription from 1998 again.
It's like AOL. You just couldn't figure out how to cancel.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, Pam's been naked a lot ever since she said people should stop paying attention to naked people, which I just, you know, Alanis Morissette says what?
Yeah, isn't it? Don't you think? Oh, yeah.
Thanks for playing.
But this has been a fun week for our friends in IT security.
Yeah,
on multiple fronts.
I got my email from Yahoo yesterday, which was pretty amazing.
Because you have a Yahoo email still.
Well, you had to play stupid friggin' fantasy football with you jackasses.
I still have mine.
So you know, but I had it forwarding. So I got the forward.
I know how long. Mine's underscore 2004. So that's about as long as I've had my Yahoo email that
nice.
I don't care anything about.
Yeah. So data breach, 500 million users affected.
You know what? I'll give you my password to my Yahoo email right now. Go have fun with it. What do you like? None of them are your real names. No one did, you know, Bob underscore the sales guy at yahoo.com. Everyone was like, you know, Harry Jackhole at, you know, the so who cares? You know,
yours is.
Exactly. Mine was big sexy 69 at Yahoo. But Yahoo is for your fake account.
Yeah.
They're like, who cares? So like, hey, what are you doing? Like posting on a Russian forum. I got 500 million Yahoo email addresses. Like, who gives a shit? Like, I'll give you a nickel. I mean, that's about, you know, like, who?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you never know. People may have used the same password. They may have used that email. I mean, that's what they, it's that whole, it's not the one hack that matters. It's those aggregators out there that are aggregating all of the data from all of the hacks. And, you know, did this email address show up in the Target hack or the Ashley Madison hack or whatever else? You know, do we see a commonality in passwords?
Let me put this out here. Usually when you hack my credit card and you've done it like 15 times, you spend like $3.85
at Popeyes.
Popeyes. Yeah. That was Sean Mitchell.
Yeah.
Or like the Meijer gas station. You know what? Shoot me an email, bob@itandthed.com, and I will send you the $3.42 if you promise not to hack my email address. So I don't have to go. It's like stealing my wallet. Just take the cash out and leave me the wallet so I don't have to redo my license and shit. Like, no, you got to like steal everything, and then I got to redo my license, and I got to get a new credit card, and I got to call this bank, and I go, you're like, for what? Here's your $3.50.
$3.
And stop hacking me.
42 cents and leave it alone. Yeah.
But like, it's funny. The FBI came out this week. The actual FBI, not the FIB in Grand Theft Auto, but like the FBI said, you know, you guys should really be putting tape on your webcams on your laptops yeah. Because like, yeah, we can kind of see you.
Yeah.
You know.
Which I think we all knew.
I've been doing it forever. No one ever, everybody made fun of me.
They're like, oh, no, that's not happening. I feel very, very vindicated at this moment.
And again, if you want to watch me like play fantasy football and right. email and eat Funyuns.
Eating Cheetos on right. the couch.
No, Funyuns. I've moved on.
Okay.
Go ahead. Have fun with that. Like it's
well because we've talked about it, you know, the smart TVs that are, you know, voice command activated. You know, they've always said, you know, don't discuss any sensitive personal information because, well, basically everything is recorded and goes back to our central servers.
Right. Listen to me on the couch going, hey, can I turn off goddamn baby TV? Do we got any leftover pizza?
Bo, like, more Funyuns.
Right, right. Is there any Funyuns in the cubby? Like, go have fun. If there's a guy sitting there listening to it, I just seriously. With like
the TSA guy right. from the South Park episode.
I hope you're writing a diary about like all the stupid shit that said, like, have fun with that.
The expose of Bob Wong.
Right, right. Just, again, what do you look at? Like, are they doing. I'm not talking about this anymore. Like, it's so stupid to me that there's people listening to that stupid crap. I'm not turning any of it off. You turn on my webcam. Good luck with that.
So you may not be happy with what you see.
Right, exactly. I'm going to drill a hole and put it under my chair, facing up. Have fun.
Enter at your own risk.
Yes, exactly.
And then your old friends at Cisco.
Yeah, boy.
Had a bad week where it was announced that 840,000 some odd routers out in the wild were compromised by the NSA.
It's pretty much all of them.
Yeah, that's the.
But when you own all the
number.
Things, like yeah. people are going to find bad things.
Yeah,
and it's funny considering half of like all of their acquisitions are security companies.
Uh huh. And apparently, none of them found the vulnerability.
Right. Well, no, because they're all running as rogue units, and none of them have. Integrated into the greater company, but I digress because I am not bitter in the least of that company or anything affiliated with them at all. Just saying.
Yeah. And then Korea, you know, Korea, our friends in North Korea.
This one's cute.
They, you know, they run their own little private internet cut off from the rest of the world, their own little island of things. Someone screwed up. Who's probably been killed now and opened up.
Their whole family's been killed, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Their village scorched earth and salted. Opened up North Korea's internet to the outside world. And so, of course.
For like what, 3 hours?
For like 3 hours. Yeah. And I got to be honest, this is one of those holy shit people with too much free time. Like, were there people that were just like sitting there monitoring like the external gateway to North Korea waiting for something to open up and just pinging it constantly until until something opened? Because in 3 hours – so for 3 hours, people figured out that there are 28 websites in North Korea. 28.
Like the whole country. That's it.
The whole
government sites. No, like all the websites.
28.
All the internets.
And they all look like our first website from 1996.
Oh, mine was way better. No way.
They have don't kid yourself. don't kid yourself.
I used to steal HTML and then edit and then post it to my FTP. So like I even knew better than to put the construction guy with the hammer. Like you never
pickaxe.
Right, you never put that.
I had that guy.
Like who? Like it's like coming soon. Like no, just leave it a blank page and then when you launch. That was so dumb. Like if you're gonna launch a, here's the thing. People still do this. Like if you got a subdomain, right, and you put like, and you don't finish it.
Yeah.
Like if home's done, about us is done, and products is coming soon. Like you should be castrated. Like, like it's such a like you either launch or you don't launch. There's no middle. There's no in between. Like nobody cares. Like no one will ever go back when they find your shit website that's half done. Finish it. It's not even that hard. I'm stupid and I put up a site in 20 minutes on Squarespace for crying out loud. Write crappy content. Just get it out there. Coming soon. Under construction, my ass. I mean, seriously.
I feel like we should have had the Godfather in it.
No, I don't. That was it. I don't have it anymore. But seriously, like, how many sites have you go to? Where like the Ipsum Iris Lorem or whatever the crap.
Oh, the Lorem Ipsum.
Someone didn't see it and go, maybe we should write some shit in there.
Maybe we should blurb.
Right. Just write coming soon because marketing hasn't gotten back to us yet.
Yeah. Marketing's still
crying out loud.
Yeah.
So
nothing.
One of my favorite security stories of all time. So we have every security vendor on this show.
Yeah.
We've had the CISO for the state of Michigan, Dan Lorem, who talks about all these ways to strategize and get your stuff secure and how to lock down your Android phone and how to lock this down, how to lock that down. Well, this company called the Rand Corp got published in the Journal of Cybersecurity. And basically what they said was, it's cheaper to get hacked than implementing all of your security strategies and all of your all your things in your company.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any negative repercussions in PR from any of the huge data breaches, Target, Home Depot, Wendy's, et cetera.
Yahoo.
So just don't even so just don't even bother.
Right.
Just
because what's the worst that can happen?
They all this talk that these security vendors say, like, oh yeah, every breach is at 3.4 million, some stupid arbitrary number they come out. They're like, yeah, we can't prove that.
But Target sales went up,
right?
After they got hacked,
Tylenol sales went up after the cyanide poisoning in the '80s. You know, but so what does that? I'm just curious. Does that make people rethink their security strategy? Like, I know you're still gonna have a firewall and a port block. But, like, are you going to do all the other stuff?
Yeah. Are you going to have $6 million right. wrapped up in your security budget?
Yeah. Because I used to always say, like, security is based on your level of paranoia. It's kind of like your house, right? You're going to get a lock. You might get a camera. You're going to get a dog. You're going to get a gun. Like, how far are you going with this? You know what I mean? And they're saying the strategy is just, why bother? And I'm just curious. There's no company, sane company, that's ever going to do that. Say, you know what? We're just not doing anything.
Yeah. Or at least they won't admit to it publicly.
Right. But
that's probably what they're doing.
Right. I mean, because that's the thing. If once you equate the financial burden loss, that's the whole point of it.
Well, and I mean, they did. I mean, they brought it home to Detroit. They used the analogy of the, what was it, the AMC hatchback with GM, where, you know, the infamous memos that leaked that said, it's cheaper to pay off the lawsuits than it is to fix the design flaw that's causing the cars to blow up.
Dude, that's sick. If I'm ever in that position where I'm doing a study at my corporation where I'm paying off lawsuits on deaths versus fixing product – I'll go work at a Coney Island eating hot dogs. No, seriously, someone has to sit there and make that determination.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, or makes that rationalization and then gets other people to agree to it.
Right.
That's the best part.
Hey, guys, lawsuits are only going to cost $3 billion. If we fix all these goddamn cars, it's going to cost $6 billion. I say we just let them die. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
I say they bought the ticket. They knew the risk.
Let them crash. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Christian from the Monroe Comic Con. This is the IT and the D Show, and we will be right back.
It is I, the lyrical miracle, the sexual intellectual, the cunning linguist, and the quintessential stud muffin, Joel. If you can't find your woman, it's because she's with me. And we are both listening to IT in the D. Gertner, keep listening and have yourself an eargasm.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D Show.
ITinTheD.com.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
Welcome back. Segment two. This is 164th episode of the IT and the D Show, and we are broadcasting live here. Studio One, Podcast Detroit, beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. It's Bob the Sales Guy hanging out with Dave the Geek. Nuri the FNG is in FLA. Find us online, itinthed.com. Sorry, I had to burp. I was trying to point to you to start talking.
Oh, I didn't.
Because I'm drinking delicious falling down beer.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned them in a while.
No, we haven't.
Hop on over to Ten and Quinter in Warren. Check out Falling Down Beer Company and mention IT and the D. Get a buck off your first pint.
And have the Reuben egg rolls. It'll change your life.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, and the steak and cheese is really, really good.
Cheese steak.
Well, they call it a steak and cheese.
I call it a cheese steak. Oh. When you can have a steak and cheese, I'll eat the cheese steak.
Whatever.
So we are joined by none other than Christian here from the Monroe Comic Con. We're going to be spending the entire day of Saturday there. Figured we'd talk about it. Christian, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So how many years is Monroe Comic Con? Is this the first time I'll be going? How many years has this thing been going on?
This is the fifth year.
Fifth year, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how did this thing get started?
Well, it started. Gary started it with a few people, obviously 5 years ago. Some friends and as many people he could round up to get a small show together, and it's grown since then.
I was gonna say, where did you? I guess how did it grow from day one till what now? I mean, the guests, the lineup you have, it's not bad for I guess you'd call it a regional show, right?
Yeah, it's not bad for especially for $10. So Gary's really kept the price phenomenally low. It's grown because Gary puts a lot of time into it. Him and Dawn have really focused on getting a lot of new artists, try to change up the media guests and add new vendors and new different events every year.
Yeah, I noticed Power Rangers are going to be on display, which should make our own Jimmy McKnight happy.
Could not be any more excited about Saturday. We'll have to get you guys to meet Jimmy at some point because he's hilarious. Because from a context perspective, so dude's a welder, and looks like a welder, tatted up, the whole neck tattoos, the whole nine. Ask him about the Power Rangers sometime when you have like 2 hours of your life to give away.
The six power coins, and he can like Wikipedia dissertate like the significance of the six Power Rangers power coins. So who's all going to be here, I guess, from a media guest perspective, who's all here from the Power Rangers? I know we joke about Jimmy, but a lot of people think it's, you know.
Well, the Power Rangers have always been good. Last year we had two red Power Rangers, and this year we're going to have looks like we're having the yellow Power Ranger. And I think she was a pirate. I really didn't watch the show much growing up. But you can go and check out the website and see a lot more of the media guests and people that are going to be there.
I watched in the early days. Like the first with the Jason David Frank, that whole cast.
Yeah, I kind of totally missed the Power Rangers thing. I guess I'm a little bit before that.
I was too old to watch it then, but I didn't care. It was like, you know, watching Nick Jr. right now as like a grown man, you know.
Right.
Enjoying Yo Gabba Gabba, you know.
Hey, it's Ed, Biz Markie.
Exactly. Mark Mothersbaugh, Devo.
Yeah, we've got an hour.
Right. So who I guess some of the other people that are going to be there that we can look forward to
Walking
seeing.
Dead folks. Yep. Yet again, running with our theory that all you have to do is if you take a crap on a Walking Dead episode, you are set for life. You do the con circuit for the rest of your natural life and you'll be fine.
Like I was that guy that did that thing and I pooped in the river like, and then I got shot in the head by Daryl. And you could sign cons for the next 15 years.
Right.
there's no – I guess maybe – Kristen, you could talk about that a little bit because I like the show. I think it's fine. But if you go to like Motor City Comic Con, there's like 15 cast members from Walking Dead lying around the block.
Yeah.
And for the life of me,
rabid fan base.
For the life of me, like when we saw Herschel and people were like going bonkers.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, you were confused because his leg had grown back.
Right. I don't, you know, I thought it was Lauren Green from Battlestar Galactica, too. Yeah. You know, like, what?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, this is the fifth year for him. And I think a lot of it has to do with the price tag and trying to get the artists, and especially a lot of the media guests are very expensive to bring in.
Well, when did that happen?
Yeah, like, go figure.
Remember when we used Barry's? Like, I remember going to the Motor City Comic Con.
Handful of 20s.
$520 bills, and I got five autographs. And now it's like, you got to take the family picture with Ian Ziering and Tara Reid, and it's $180 for that, and another $130 for the two autographs. And it's like
$400 to get your belt signed.
It's gotten nuts. Yeah, $325, Dave. Thanks.
Sorry.
But it's gotten absolutely nuts on what things are getting charged.
It has, I think, and that's probably a product because we're children of the 80s.
Right.
So,
because we pay for it. Right. I think that's what happened, yeah. Is let's just keep running the price up and let's see what happens. And the lines never got any shorter. And we're as rabid as ever collecting all this crap as we've ever been, right? And now we got disposable income because we're in our, you know, early 40s, late 30s.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so I guess what's going to differentiate Monroe Comic Con? Are you, I guess, is the artist alley? Are you guys running a different niche or are you trying to keep it pretty generic?
Well, he's got a lot of different things that he's trying to keep it for the family. And again, he kept the price as low as possible because he really cares more about getting as many people that can enjoy it and still at the same time have some kind of artists that are there to be able to see. He's got over 80 artists that are going to be there.
Wow.
And you can really get some great drawings for way less than what you'd expect when you go to an art gallery and you're paying something, hundreds and hundreds or something. There's a lot of people that are there that are – they'll do a drawing right there, a painting right there for you guys as you wait.
Well, and it seems like that's kind of a movement that's going on now in the con scene is you have – a lot of these regional cons are promoting the fact, as they should, hey – we actually still have artists at our Comic Con. It's not a pop culture convention. It's not just, you know, a nerd mall. It's, you know, we still have a huge artist alley. We still have all the stuff going on.
Well, Dave, isn't there a movement to like stop drawing like Batman pictures? They're trying to do original or put out original stuff. I was reading a lot.
Yeah.
That the cons right now are like, yeah, because remember we walked by like some
remember,
of the
remember, remember
when we walked by some of these booths and it's like, why would I buy that? Where it's like not even – it's just a picture of Batman's head when I could get like Batman.
Yeah.
Right? Like your rendition, it's like a bad cover song. Yeah. But is that a thing by you right now with Monroe or is that just starting to gain traction?
You know, I'm not really sure if that's gonna be up to the person that really likes it. I've seen some pretty obscure stuff that I wouldn't pay for. And then a lot of times there's a diamond in the rough that you can find that someone else might not like. So,
well, we got a framed picture up in our studio here in the lobby of Otto the Autopilot from Airplane sitting co-pilot with Chewbacca, which I think was absolutely hysterical. So like that, yeah, I'll give you credit all day long.
Yeah, but
for
some people look at
something.
That and they're like, eh.
Oh, and me, I was like, oh my God, give me. But like, you know, it wasn't
well, like the, you know, the guy that does the Star Wars World War II mashups. That's people think they're awesome. People think they're meh. You know, and that's to your point, though. I mean, that's – and it's not even a question of, you know, what you as a person like as art because that's just – I mean, that's like what do you like when you're dating? I mean, that's a wild and varied subject. But I know like some of the cons are getting to if all you do is, you know, show up with sketches of Marvel characters or sketches of, you know, whatever else, we're not going to let you have a table. You know, because, you know, they are, to Bob's point, you know, they're trying to promote the original artwork and that kind of stuff. And I guess it's kind of a fine line because you got guys like Jay Fosgate, you know, that he's a Marvel artist, you know, and actually
right.
really does that stuff. So it's kind of interesting to watch that all play out.
Yeah, sometimes just the different approaches on the artwork and some of the creativity is what I like to see. But again, some of them are a little bit too obscure for my taste.
Right.
So,
well,
I just want to say, as an artist who goes to Comic-Cons, there are a lot of Comic-Cons now that, you know, you can do 40% what they call fan art. So you can do 40% of your stuff can be Marvel stuff or whatever, but 60% of your stuff better be original. And more small regional ones are becoming more like that, like Motor City Comic-Con is like that. But they've been like that for a while. They're a big con, but the regional ones are getting there where they are requiring us to mm-hmm. do more and more original stuff.
And some of it has to do with the fact that the artists need to make their money. So,
I might not buy your character, but hey, you did a really good Wolverine.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's no different than musicians, right? The being a cover band will get you booked at, you know, the Hayloft liquor stand at weddings, right? And you play originals, like, you know, play old time rock and roll,
right?
So I mean, that's a paradox that those guys have to fight with too. It's like, yeah, you're trying to make money, but at the same token, you're, you know, trying to fight within the system.
Yeah. So it is this Saturday. When does the show open? Where is it? How do people get there? What's the scoop?
The show is Saturday. If you get your tickets ahead of time, you get in a half an hour early, and I believe the first. It's almost sold out of the pre-tickets that get the free poster, so you should probably get the...
The first couple hundred. It's the Wonder Woman anniversary poster, yes?
Yes, yep. Everyone else will get in from 10 o'clock until 7. The location is a new location last year. It's going to be a little bit confusing because last year it was at the Monroe Multi-Sports Complex, and this year it's at the Total Sports Complex, which is on Stewart Road just east of Telegraph. So it's still very easy to find. It's close to Toledo and in Detroit. So I got the address somewhere here. 987 Stewart Road. So It's $10 at the door, and you can get
which is so
tickets.
Freaking cheap.
Yeah, these days
$6 for advanced tickets. if you go to MonroeComic-Con.com, or you can pick them up at our the store that I own, Our House Games in Monroe. So for $6, it's a pretty good deal for what he's got.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a bargain.
So we're hosting a podcasting panel at 3 o'clock. What other panels are you gonna have going on at this con?
Well, he's got a charity breakfast that you can get where you can sit down with the Power Rangers. And the Power Rangers is it Nakia Burris, Yellow Power Ranger, and Hillary Shepard, and she played the pirate that had the real strange headgear.
Jimmy would totally know.
Yeah. So again,
these were not the original Power Rangers. These were later Power Rangers.
No, I think the one was on the original. The witch one was on the original. The pirate.
Oh, see, like, that's good.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. He has a charity art auction, which is a Wonder Woman art auction to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Wonder Woman. So you can go on the website and check out the different originals that are there. You can buy tickets at the Comic-Con and vote for your favorite artist. The proceeds from that is going to go to Oaks of Righteousness, which they're I believe what they do is they provide shelter and food for children, especially during the summer times when they might not have available food because there's no school. So they just moved into a new facility. And I'm sure they can use all the money that they bought St. Joseph's Church in Monroe and to move to a larger place to facilitate the needs of more children.
So how cool is that? Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
No doubt.
So yeah, Gary's got a big heart. He's gone as much as he can do. He's out there promoting, and I think that's why his convention has grown so much so fast. Is he's all over the place, goes to different conventions, always asking me to go with him to different places, and out there, you know, pounding the pavement. He meets a lot of artists. Most of the people that he meets like him. He's a very likable guy. So I think that's really what's helping, besides having good, strong content. So he's got the vendors. He's got over 80 artists.
How's cosplay?
He's got a cosplay contest. This year there's, I think, a $100 prize for the first place, but he's also doing a mini cosplay for anyone who dresses up as Wonder Woman. So get your Wonder Woman outfit together and have a good time.
I'll look amazing in mine. I'm just saying.
I was just thinking that.
Linda Carter one, though, not the new one.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I'll be driving in my invisible car. I mean, plane. No, I won't be walking there. I'm just saying.
No, you won't be in here.
So you said MonroeComic-Con.com?
MonroeComic, yes, -Con.com. Okay.
Now, what are you looking forward to the most?
I like seeing a lot of the different artists that create things. Rob Miller's going to be there. He was on Face Off, and last year he made a Hulkbuster that was phenomenal.
I love this show.
Saw him in Wyandotte.
It looks like it weighs a lot, but he can pick it up and carry it in pieces. So I wish I had that for my store.
Dude, that thing's amazing.
That's not a plug for Rob at all.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Wait, because you weren't there. Wait till you see that, dude. It's enormous. And it's just amazing.
Yikes.
He's got some new creations. I know he was working on a Frankenberry and a Count Chocula mask, which are pretty phenomenal. And he's always got some new projects coming up. So.
When you were just on Dom's show, we're going to see Dom Riggio from Arcane Awakening. Mm-hmm. So one of our first shows on podcast.
I'm sure Ravager will be there.
Yes, I think Rob's going to be working on some kind of new lighter weight demon that he has for his little red demon outfit. Uh-huh.
So. Oh, nice. And I know Rebecca from Ruppets here is making a mojo puppet for his show. So speaking of segues, we're gonna take a quick break. Thank you, Christian, for coming, hanging out in the show with us. Looking forward to spending time with you this weekend. And hopefully, I'll say don't pull your hair out, but you're like me, don't have any anymore. but yeah, no. looking forward
to end the segment on an insult.
It was not. looking forward to a fun weekend. Thanks for putting it on all the work you guys are doing. But yeah, like I said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Rebecca here from Ruppets. This is the IT and the D Show, and we will be right back.
Yeah, this is the WWE legend, the War Machine Rhino, and you're listening to the IT and the D. Keep on listening, or I'll rip you in half with a gore.
IT and the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit. One beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT and the D Show.
ITandTheD.com.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT and the D Show.
Welcome back. This is segment 3 of episode 164 of the one and only IT and the D Show, broadcasting live here in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan, a Podcast Detroit Studio 1. This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave, the geek. Nuri, the FNG, is not here again.
He's not the LOST. He's just lost.
Yeah. He's just getting on planes and just going.
He just doesn't like us anymore.
No.
He's traveling to avoid us now.
I don't blame him. Find everything you need to know about us, itinthed.com. Check out the Meet tab to get all the links to all of our events coming up. We have
M-E-E-T.
M-E-E-T, right. No M-E-A-T. Still working on that. But hey, we are joined, and I wasn't sure. Like, people that like clowns and people with puppets, like, usually you think they're crazy. But during this last break, I think you convinced me. Like, yeah, you're truly off the deep end.
I'm a little crazy.
We have Rebecca in the house from Ruppets, and if you've seen any of our cover photos or on the ITD page, or no, like we got our Ruppets made what, almost two and a half years ago?
No. We were at the new studio.
It was about a year.
The old new studio.
Okay. For some reason,
wasn't it Motor City Comic Con?
That was the second time I met you guys, was at Motor City.
Yeah,
was it Great Lakes Comic Con?
The one at Macomb College.
No,
where did we get drunk and decided we had to have Ruppets?
I don't
that's
know.
How that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how
we got
how
drunk.
It usually happens. Somebody gets drunk and a puppet gets made.
We only got drunk once at a Comic Con, you know. she just made fun of us. Oh my God.
We'd have to go back through all of the cons that we've gone
to.
One of the cons
the
we were
head.
At. Yeah.
I woke up super hungover and there was a puppet next to me.
Yeah.
Like that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
So where did you get this wonderful idea to make custom puppets for drunk people at Comic-Cons?
So I've been doing puppets about 8 years, and I started doing them for my church. Shh, don't tell anybody, because if you met me, you would be like, what? And did Christian ministry with puppets, and people started loving what I was doing. I watched a YouTube video.
So many jokes that are not appropriate right now.
No. I'm sure they're not, but I'll laugh anyway.
Like, you got Father Dennis on the altar, and he's like, when he's got to say bad stuff, he does it through the puppet ventriloquist. Like,
right?
Like Mr. Hat, you go to hell. You go to hell.
Right, exactly. Whoever parked like an asshole, move your...
Nice. And on from there, I started making stuff for different people. And they said, hey, can you make me a Batman or Chewbacca? Because Chewbacca is like the number one puppet that I make. And
really?
Yeah. Everybody loves the Chewbacca.
Do you do the Chewbacca voice when you play Chewbacca?
No. I don't. I have my own voices that are not like...
I tried. Apparently, you need more phlegm.
Yeah, I do.
It was better than mine.
No, but you could totally nail the Chewbacca mom laugh. I know that. See? Oh, there it is.
Maybe. So then about 2 years ago, I started doing this full time. That's all I do. Go around to Comic-Cons and craft shows and meet crazy people like you guys and make puppets.
But you make like crochet, like Viking hats for like you got a
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, my sister does
it's not just
that.
Puppets.
Yeah,
okay.
My sister and I, we try to do a few shows a year together. It's a great way to spend time with family. And she does these really awesome Viking hats that are crocheted. They're really cool. Yeah. And I do all the puppet stuff. Crazy puppets.
So you were telling, like I said, hey, I want to get my kids done like for their birthday. And you're like, I'm backed up. Like
yeah.
That is.
Yeah, because you wanted it like in a week.
No, three.
Two. And no, because I'm 6 to 8 weeks out for Christmas.
No, I didn't. That's awesome. I was just.
Yeah, like, I'm super, super busy, which is fantastic. It's a great problem to have. But I'm a single, you know, there's not like a whole people. behind me.
You don't have a fleet?
No fleet. It's me.
Saw one of your Facebook posts recently where like you were making room for a worker.
I actually have a contract worker that's working with me now doing all my grunt stuff, you know, cutting out foam, cutting out fabric, and helping me do all the creative stuff.
Well, so, not like outsourcing it all to China or going like prison
labor. No, it's another mom. We sit and gossip all day. It's fantastic. I love it.
After the third bottle of wine, the second eye's crooked, you know.
No. Maybe.
No, but you're saying it's like almost a, what, 6-hour process from start to finish?
So, yeah, for each puppet takes anywhere from 4 to 6 hours to do one puppet. And that's after it's patterned, because I do pattern all my own.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're all characters of things you recognize, not all of them, but the majority of what I do is.
Yeah, I just posted characters. A picture on Instagram of me and Dave and Nuri and Jess that's sitting up in the studio right now. Staring at us, it still creeps me out seeing my puppet of myself. And
although the best was the night where Haas decided to take over the show using our Ruppets.
That was the most difficult. Yeah, he was sitting between us, videotaping,
doing the show
puppeting
us with the puppets.
Yeah.
Every time
I love it.
We literally couldn't keep straight faces. That show was, and we were trying to talk with Mark from Falling Down. And could not.
Yeah. We always said, they'd say, hey, you need to do YouTube. You need to do video. And I said, no, I don't want me and Dave on video. You know what would be better is build like a mini podcast studio and like just do segment one and just mouth. Like
Use the puppets. Absolutely.
That still needs to be a thing. The fourth studio here. We need to make that like just like a
puppet
room.
Studio.
Yeah.
I love it. People ask me all the time, do you do YouTube videos with your puppets? No, I just build puppets. So you guys get to make the video.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd watch it.
Hey, Ford, do you do racing videos? No, I just build cars. Right. Do what you do.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyone out like I'm trying to not someone famous, but what's like some of the like puppets that people would know? Or have you done any with notoriety? Like here comes Kid Rock in a Comic-Con and say, hey, make me a Ruppet. Like,
No, but I've met quite a few people that have liked my stuff, that have bought it.
Does everybody know that you do custom? Like, I mean,
sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes it kind of, you know, if I'm busy and I don't have time to talk to you, then no.
Right.
They don't read the sign that's right above my head that says,
no one reads.
Custom
people
orders.
Don't read.
No one reads.
So yes and no, but like you were talking about Herschel Green in The Walking Dead a little bit earlier. I made a Herschel Green, you know, puppet with Scott Wilson.
Does he charge $20 for people to look at it?
No. He was actually super nice.
Does it only have one leg?
It's got one arm. It has no legs
because it's a puppet.
Right.
But yeah, so I met him at Motor City Comic Con with the Herschel puppet, and he thought it was fantastic and took pictures with it and had his publicist take pictures with it and tweeted it out on, his Twitter account, which was awesome. So stuff like that's happened. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
So, I mean, so you're getting orders from out of state and stuff, or you just hustling?
A little bit, but mostly it's local people who actually see, feel, touch, meet me, go, yeah, I gotta have it. It's a little bit harder when they just see a picture.
First they say no, then you're like, here, have a shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
No, have another shot of whiskey. Yeah, you know what? I really need one of those. Like,
yeah.
Is that how the process works?
Most of the time, yeah.
I'm being funny.
So people think they're cool when they can put it on their hand and they are like, this is awesome. When they see it. Looking at a picture is not the same. When they can play with it, as the girls here are playing with my little puppets.
The little fuzzy eyeball hand.
Yeah,
things.
They're having fun over here.
We already tweeted a picture.
You guys, all three of you clinically, like we're going to, like Funny Farm Bus, like it's pulling up right now.
It was Midwest single. Media Expo.
Had to look it up.
I told
you,
it was driving me nuts.
Yes, it was because I came to all the podcast stuff at Midwest Media. Yeah. That's funny. But
Dave's gone for the show for 15 minutes just so he can find out where.
Did you know how my brain works? I can't move forward.
But you didn't actually order till after Motor City.
Correct.
When we seen you at Motor City and you were like, oh, yeah, this is happening.
Yeah, it had to be.
Happening.
But yeah, so like, God, I mean, you know, you said, you know, going to cons and that kind of stuff. You said you went to one like every week for a while.
So in 2015, I went to 21 shows in a year. Thank you. Yes. that's how I felt at the end of that year. And a couple of reasons. It was the first full year I did this as a full-time job, and I wanted to get myself out there. And
right.
This is how I knew how to do it. And it was great and wonderful, and I met amazing people. And I was tired at the end of the year.
Oh, it's always good touch, bad touch.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I decided I'm not going to do that again. scaled it back a little bit. But, you know, the first year out, I did a lot of just selling my stock puppets. The
right.
stuff I do all the time. The Deadpools, the Batmans, the Spider-Mans, the Chewbaccas. This year, I do good sales on those, but I'm so much custom work now. People see it and go, yes, I seen you last year, mm-hmm. but now I want this made.
Yep.
So my custom work is just through the roof. So I'm super busy and I love it.
And not a bad problem to have.
Honestly, that's the business you want, no?
Yeah. And I get to make puppets for a living. Come on. How good is that?
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
I might make a career choice. It doesn't sound like a bad gig. I'm just saying.
You make puppets?
Yeah. Or no, something like.
You can call them puppets.
Complimentary to puppets. What else is there?
Accessories.
Yes. Puppet accessories.
Accessories.
I'll build the little stage kits so you can have like fights and stuff.
Celebrity death match
right.
with puppets.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's probably
there's happened. Your YouTube videos.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
Get the wrestling ring. Get the
No. Have you made a Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton one yet?
Oh my gosh. No.
Oh.
I've been asked. And I've said no. Now I went back on that a little bit because I did make a Bernie Sanders one this year.
You dirt, like you picking, you're politicking your puppet, your ruppets.
Yeah, they kept saying, "Well, I'll pay you a little bit more. I'll pay you a little bit more. I'll pay you a little bit more." And I'm like, "Oh, I guess the
you just defined politics."
She's just holding out.
Oh yeah,
there'll be a price. There'll be
it's
a price.
True, yeah. Isn't it? And so I did, and it turned out pretty awesome, I have to say. But I've stepped back. I try not to be political. So and that
it's
is
not being political. It's making a product that people want. Like
yeah.
I would think.
I don't know. The way this election's going, I want to just stay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see what people do with the puppets after they buy them.
Me either.
But, hey, money's money. So.
No, and you got to do like the Master P doll I bought for Tad back in the day where you push the belly and it goes,
yeah.
Nah. You got to get like the Trump one says huge.
Believe me.
Huge.
Believe me.
And the Hillary Clinton one coughs. Like, then that's it. Like, just.
Okay.
We'd have fun with that.
That would be fun.
Action figures. That's I'm going to get an action figures. I'll make them with legs.
Yeah, because I don't want you competing with me.
No.
Yeah.
It's like Ruppets, but with legs.
Nailed it. Perfect slogan.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So, like, where are you going to be coming up?
So, in 2 weeks, I will be in Lansing at a show called How to Halloween.
Okay.
And I'm actually doing panels there. So I'm doing... you can come up. I think twice a day we're going to do how to be a puppeteer. So you're coming in, showing you how to do the hand movement, and we're going to lip sync a song together with the puppets. And then the little hand
eyes. That sounds
eyes,
like the best day.
Right?
In my head, I'm just like a room full of people going, why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Now, see, in my head, they'll just go.
All your listeners would leave.
In my head, they just all go, me, 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 me. Me, 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 me.
Little beaker?
Yeah. I make a beaker puppet.
Dr. Bunsen of Honeydew.
Not a beaker puppet, because I don't make puppets of other puppets.
I think that's what the world needs, a little bit more like crazy people.
Oh, that'd be Inception, a puppet of a puppet.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would be. But at the How to Halloween show, These Little Eyes, we're going to do a workshop, and you can come in and make your own. So you get to pick your fur, pick your size.
You got
to
do that with headbands, too.
Yeah, I have.
Like the thing right there with
those
the
in
eyes.
City.
Yeah,
did you, no, apparently not because you're
because I was drunk.
Yeah. It happens.
So if I want to get a custom puppet, what do I need? Do I need just like a picture?
So I really like two. I like an up-close, good front face picture, and I like a side view. And
see, I think I shot you like six or seven for each of the ones we had done.
Which is good, and I do like that, especially if you're wearing glasses or if you want a hat or anything like that. So I like those, but at least two pictures. And shoot me an email or fill out a form on my website or shoot me a message on Facebook and say, hey, I want a custom puppet made. And
great, I'll get you one in 2018 when I'm I'm kidding. No, I'm happy that you're that busy. That's awesome. Kind of if you were like, I'll get it to you in an hour because I'm just so deathly bored, we would think your puppets stink. Yeah, but no, that's a good problem.
I try not to be too busy so that I can squeeze people in if they want really need something. But
not you, Bob.
Right. But not. Your kid's stupid, Bob. I'm not doing it. No, you know what she wanted? You know what she wanted? I'll pay a little bit extra. See? See?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
No, I can't. Maybe like 6 month lead time. Supply. How about I give you another 20%? Meh. Like, you know, it's kind of like the $20 bill and you're asking questions like, you know, yeah, I might have seen him. Here's another 20. Yeah, he was over at the corner. Yeah. Here's another 20. Yeah, here's his phone number and where he lives. Like, you know.
So the other show I'm going to be at like in a week and a half is TEDx Detroit. I'm going to be at their labs.
Oh, yeah?
So you can come see me, and I got a little presentation at my table telling y'all about who I am and why I make puppets and why you should own one.
And here's the glue I sniff. I'm just being funny.
But a room full of rubber cement.
That's what we need is those speakers at TEDx with like holding on to like puppets and like ventriloquizing their presentations.
All of the presentation should be done via puppet.
Yeah, I would totally go then. Otherwise, I'm not going.
I'd be all about it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They have to like jalapeno on a stick. Can you make me a jalapeno on a stick?
No, because it's a puppet. I don't do puppets of other puppets.
Well, could you do a puppet of me holding another puppet? Just a little puppet? Just a little one?
It's an etiquette thing, actually, between puppeteers.
Oh, she's trying to earn more money now.
I'm sure you could go to jeffdunham.com and buy a jalapeno on a stick.
I'm going to take off the next 10 minutes of the show while I Google it because I need to find it now.
Right?
I said, you know how my brain works. It's not my fault. I vapor lock.
That's what breaks are for. That's what breaks are. Sorry, I was. I got these girls. They break in a song at every phrase. That's
a little bit.
Exactly.
Were you about to start singing a Dionne Warwick?
Yeah.
That's the song you went
for. It was our class reunion song. We had our second class reunion this weekend.
Nice.
I know. So it was the worst. I'm like, the 93 class had like Metallica Fade to Black, and we got Dionne Warwick. That's what friends are for. They tried to get like the group to sing it for karaoke and tape it. Everyone's like, no.
No.
There's like three girls that like on yearbook committee sang it, and everybody else was like, screw you. Sorry.
So where do we find Ruppets? Online, on Facebook, those kind of places?
Yep. So a website, which is just ruppets.com.
It's RUPPITS.
Correct. And on Facebook, same. And I have an Instagram. Don't go there. I don't post anything.
I posted more in the last 10 minutes probably than you have in 3 years.
Probably, yeah.
There was seven hashtags.
Yeah, and I have a Twitter account. But
she's busy making custom puppets, Bob.
I know.
Just
not yours.
Where's the damn bell?
I hit it in the corner.
Oh.
Damn.
That's funny.
I have a Twitter account too. You can check me out there. I do post on the Twitter account on occasion. I need to get better about the whole technology side.
Yeah,
of
we all do
thing.
The whole social media
the
thing.
The social media is even you have to know how to do it. And I
Twitters
don't.
And the Facebooks. Yeah. And
we don't like the Twitters. That's why we have Randy and Ian doing the Twitters for us.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just me.
It's Game of Thrones. It's 140 characters. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Right.
It's nothing.
Same. Yeah.
But hey, Rebecca, appreciate hanging out with us. Ruppets.com. Look forward to seeing you at all the cons that we go to. And definitely.
And probably getting drunk and probably ordering more.
Buying more. Figuring out who else we can
and
get.
And that's okay with me. Yeah, I know, thanks for having me, guys.
No, absolutely. Thank you. It's always great to have you.
So, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with the crazy hijinks of Chelsea and Stacey from the Reasons Why I'm Single podcast right here on Podcast Detroit. This is the IT in the D show, and we will be right back.
IT in the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey guys, it's Timog, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT in the D show.
ITintheD.com.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D show.
Welcome back. Segment 4, episode 164, IT and the D Show. It's debate night, so we've had a loose, very fun show so far. Hope you're having fun, too.
All I noticed walking through the green room is that both candidates have such enormous bags under their eyes. Holy crap.
Well,
it must be exhausting.
Right.
Rolling their eyes as much as they do.
Right.
Because they both have resting bitch face.
No, I think Hillary's got more smell to fart face, where Trump's got the resting bitch face. Hey, we are hanging out here in Podcast Detroit Studio 1, beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. Bob the sales guy hanging out with Dave the Geek. Nuri the FNG is in FLA. Find us online, itinthed.com. And we had to have you guys on this show because we've been a guest on your show or hanging out on your show probably since the inception.
Yeah.
It's, I'll be honest with you, it's top three favorite shows in the whole entire Podcast Detroit catalog. There's like 65, 70 shows. And you guys destroy it, and you're hysterical, and we love having you here. In the,
I told you the Red Wings alumni guys.
That is true.
Thank you so much. Really, I'd like to thank God.
But we have Chelsea and Stacy here from the Reasons Why I'm Single podcast. Found exclusively here on Podcast Detroit.
It's the truth.
Plug, 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 plug.
We discovered you. No, I'm just kidding.
It's true. It's true. You're in my Emmy speech.
No, you know how this thing
works. No, literally, you know, yeah. I'm on my Facebook because of the crazy dating things that happen. I just literally started going like, reason number 500 why I'm single, and then I'd list off the crazy thing that
But we're Facebook friends because you're karaoke host at the crazy bar I go to.
Exactly.
And then
Bob came up to me at the karaoke bar and was like, dude, this is a podcast. You have to tell people this.
And side note, a month before this, I told Chelsea, we're hilarious. People need to know how funny we are. We should have a podcast. I'm not even kidding.
So as soon as he said that to me, I was like, Stacey, we've been found.
I spoke it into existence.
That's usually what stand-up comedians do. Like, you know, I'm so funny, I need to tell jokes in public. No, you know.
See, right. I find myself funny, but I assume that no one else finds me funny. But
that's
myself
me 101.
Giggle.
Right. Yeah. 95% of what comes, it's to crack me up. If anybody else laughs, great. But
exactly.
I don't really care.
Here's the thing, like, let's take a whole step back with this like whole single thing. I didn't realize the living hell
preach
that girls go through
preach
when they put on an online persona on the internet.
I had 37 dating apps that you use.
I have dwindled it down to 9.
Okay,
no, we're just looking for love
in all the wrong
places. Yeah.
That's why we have a podcast.
But like my friend one night, she let me. She goes, "You?" I go, "You're full. You're lying." She gave me her phone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm reading these messages, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
We have a whole segment on our show called First Impressions. Yeah. And it's literally us just listing off the first thing that a guy will say to you. And it is crazy. I had one guy say he wanted to cut off both of his hands, swim through salty ocean water, shark-infested waters, with Snooki on his back, pumping his face into the water, just so that he could run one of his prosthetic hand's fingers through my pretty hair. That was his first message.
See, and then I get ones that say, hey, I think you're cute, but I don't like black people, but maybe we should meet up. And I'm like, well, I'm the same color as a milk chocolate Hershey bar, so maybe no.
Right?
Oh, it's crazy. It's so hard.
We played the game that night of what's the worst thing we can say as a response for have them still go out and date with us? And we were like, we got to the point where we're like, hey, I lost my leg in a car accident and I'm bleeding through my rectum. And the guy's like, that's cool. You want to have coffee tomorrow morning?
I've got dysentery. Like,
right.
I've got violent diarrhea.
Right. I've contracted Hep C. Like, I'm free
like,
for
life. It's fine, baby.
It's fine. It's not Hep B. We're good.
Right.
We're good. Just like, two.
They Hep don't see you later.
boo. The thing is, like, I don't get, like, it's a kind of a note to all the guys out there. It's like, when is that crap ever working? I don't think guys realize, because I had one, a friend of the show that, you know, messaged my friend. Mm-hmm. She didn't respond in like an hour, and then he got all mad. He's like, you don't respond.
Get that, and
I go,
all the
I go,
time.
I told him, I go, dude, do you realize she gets like 40 to 60 a day? Like, guys don't know this.
Yeah, and she has to brace herself to even open that inbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't think guys realize, like, think you're staring at the, like, you get, like, one every 3 weeks. And like,
you're checking
like,
it like, oh, he messaged
me. Oh, my gosh, this makeup
you're
worked.
Kip Drordy getting his first Facebook friend.
But what do you, like, What do you do with that many? You can't do anything with that many messages.
Well, I, honestly, I completely disregard the ones where it's just hey or hi. Like, you can't.
What does she do? She winds up on a date with two guys in the same night. That's what she does. That's
yeah, what's that up with that?
Accident. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
That's on episode 14.
No, that's like a sitcom, and you ran into the bathroom, put on a wig, and then you ran back out.
It was very Mrs. Doubtfire.
And exactly. both guys thought you had IBS. You kept running to the bathroom.
Oh, damn, I killed the bastard. Yeah.
Then you come out, and they're both, like, standing there, and you got the wrong wig on.
Right? They're like, what's up?
It's very Scooby-Doo zombies running through doors, right?
No, so what happened? What happened?
Well, okay, so I made a plan to meet up with this one guy, and he asked me where I wanted to go. I was in the mood for a certain restaurant.
I keep wanting to ask you, what was his name?
Oh. I know. On our show, we have a fake name letter of the day, and so we encourage that.
Yes.
But he didn't confirm. I sent him another message, and I was like, just double-checking, we're meeting here at this time. Never sent me another message. I'm like, well, I'm not going. You know, I'm not going to show up.
Right.
Because that's me being ditched. Not going to do it.
We're adults. You confirm.
Yeah, you confirm.
It's amazing how many times you get ditched before a guy on first dates.
I know.
It's just shocking. It's everyone.
Everybody. Guys, like, it happens to guys, too, I'm sure.
Does anyone pick anyone up at their house and take them to dinner and drive them home?
No, I don't want people to know where I live.
That's the problem. It's too many crazy.
Exactly. Plus, I have a nice house.
Do you live alone?
Right.
So this guy shows, like, he doesn't respond. So I end up talking to this other guy. And he's like, hey, you want to go out? And I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm in the mood for this place. So we go to the same place that I had planned to go with the guy who didn't confirm.
Because that's what you were in the mood for.
Because that's what I was in the mood for. So I'm sitting there. We're at a table in this restaurant. We're enjoying our drinks. We're having a good time. And in walks the guy that
didn't confirm.
And I... Like, ruh-roh.
I was going to say, the famous words of Dave, ruh-roh.
Alone or with somebody?
No, alone. Like, coming to meet me. So I skedaddle myself to the restroom and then get on Facebook. And I'm like, what do I do? What's happening? Why?
I'm still mad you didn't take my advice.
Dave had some great advice.
I wanted her to go full on Tina Turner Thunderdome.
Just pull up a chair.
Two men enter. One man leave with me. Or just, you know, pull up a chair and just refer to them as bachelor number one and bachelor number two.
Suitor. What's wrong with you?
No, my favorite part is that at that point during the Facebook thing, I was literally just bachelor number one, bachelor number two.
Yeah.
Their names were so similar too that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to mess this up. So
I ended
music up
for this.
Right.
The Benny Hill theme.
I ended up leaving the restroom and telling the guy who I was with, like, oh, I think I see somebody in it. I know. I'll be right back. And I went up to the guy who had shown up. And
you
I was
didn't
like,
say that smoothly.
No. I am definitely crunchy peanut
heart
butter. Not
over
smooth.
Yonder.
Not smooth at all. Part of the hilarity. But
I'm a whipped peanut butter guy myself.
Oh.
Yeah, you're
an option?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boo, I wasn't going there.
By choice.
By choice.
He's happily in love and goals.
But I went up to the other guy and I said, listen, this is super awkward, but you didn't confirm. I'm here with somebody else. And, you know, I understand if you want to reschedule, you just want to leave, whatever you want to do, that's on you. And he looked at me and was like, well, you know, I mean, there's no point in I wouldn't leave somebody so pretty as you. So
see, that's
exactly
what made me mad.
Exactly. Like, I was like, okay, that was a crappy line. That
line just gave me diabetes.
Right. And then he's like, I tell you what, I'm going to sit down at the bar. I'm going to watch the game on the TV. If in an hour you guys are still there, I'm going to leave. But if you're done, then we can get a drink.
So and can I phone a friend, especially a guy?
Phone a friend.
So if you were the guy that didn't confirm, you show up and she's there, the girl you didn't confirm with.
Who's her?
Right. Like, why would you stick around and watch this girl on another date? Wouldn't you leave?
Because when she doesn't like him, she's going to come running to me.
Oh, so, and you know
so you're
he
saying I've got
up.
A chance.
He played that up for sure.
More like one in a million.
I didn't
lose
tell the first
zero,
guy what
get with
happen.
The hero.
And so when I walked out with the other guy, he didn't feel like being a gentleman, thank goodness. So he left to go to his car and I just went back in. And I sat down with the other guy. And the whole time he's like, so you didn't have a good time, huh? So like he already felt like he had won because I came back to have a drink with him.
Right, because you know what's going to get me to get with you is making fun of the guy I was just with.
Right?
Because
right?
Every girl loves that.
Oh, yeah.
That's again,
so
it's
awful.
Like the all comes back to the debates this show. Don't say how the other person sucks. Say why you're good.
Right. Preach.
Very, very.
Yes.
Dupas. That's why they're teaching our people to not be cool.
Who are our people?
our Americans.
Oh.
All of our Americans, people.
Yeah.
all the peoples.
Let my people go.
Yeah, so instead of like him going, so I like long walks on the beach and pina coladas in the rain,
right.
Getting caught
in the rain.
Right?
Didn't have a good time with that guy, did ya? And it's like, I had a just fine time with that guy. But I will say, like, I can't hide anything on my face. You know, so I'm talking to this guy.
No, I remember,
and I'm looking over at the bar. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm going to get caught.
He wants
It's going to happen.
I remember, like, this was going on for 20 years. Like, when I used to work at the Post Bar, I knew every person. I knew every person in that place.
Yeah.
And for some reason, a guy's pickup line, like, if I would walk by a girl and go, like, come here often, what's your sign? I've known her for years.
Right.
Right? And then I'd go walk to the bathroom. And like 9 times out of 10, that would prompt a guy to go, oh, my God, what a loser. Did he really just say that? And they're like, that's my friend Bob.
Right.
You know, like, you know, that it's like you were waiting for that in. So you listen to another conversation, then you jump in.
Right.
Like, instead of just saying, hi, I'm Joe. And
right.
And that's what kind of gets on my nerves, especially with online dating, because I'm old school. I like to do my date, like meet people in person or meet through another friend.
We had a guest on our show called the Meet and Greets.
Yes.
Instead of dates.
So it's like if someone – I've met people in person before. You're just at a group event, bunch of people out to dinner, whatever. So then the night will end and then someone will Facebook message me to be like, oh, my goodness, you were so fun, blah, 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 blah. And that's their first time talking to me. It's like, but you didn't have the guts to talk to me in person? Nah.
Have you seen Society Today? No.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nobody knows how to talk
sad.
In person.
People are so introverted and – ugh. And I'm super shy. I don't know if you can tell.
I'm shy.
That's the first thing I thought. When,
yeah.
You know,
just really quiet, shy.
I am in certain scenarios.
But I'm not. Ever.
To host karaoke in a bar like Muldoon's, I don't think you
it's very fun, though. I really love Muldoon's.
She comes alive with a microphone.
What's your – no, hold on. I always forget what your go-to song is. You have a couple.
I have a whole bunch of them. But, like, Bust a Move. I love Bust a Move.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got it. Oh, you want it, baby. You just bust a move.
Yeah. But no, so and I do. It makes me laugh. So that you're 14 episodes in now.
Yes.
It's Thursday nights from 7 to 9.
Yes.
Or 7 to 8. Sorry.
Just an hour.
Man, but we could go for
like
two.
Most of my dates.
And it does, like, it's eye-opening because I mean, like it's – and I've joked – like long before you started the show, I joked, you know, the two things that would scare the ever-living hell out of me, is one, high school, two, dating.
Oh, yeah.
And
I haven't been on a date in 19 years. I wouldn't know what to do.
Be happy you got that ring on your finger because it's hard out here.
Just saying.
Never been more happy to be happily married.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
There's part of me that says, oh, I want to because – everyone
don't
sucks
listen,
so bad. I would be like the most amazing dude ever. Like
Prince
wait,
charming.
Like
no,
wait,
you know why? Because you've been trained for 19 years. So you'd come in and you'd be like, "No, tell me about your feelings."
Sponsored
girl.
By right. Whipped peanut butter.
And you'd be like, "No, it's okay. You look beautiful. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I love to watch the Reese Witherspoon movie on the WE channel at home with you
instead of The Game,
right?
Oh, like, I was like, you mean the show, The Game?
You
that was a good
respect
show.
Me.
Listen, like, I don't like. Here's like when I remember my first date with my wife, and I picked her up in a Corvette,
man,
and took her to no, and I t- like that's it, t- right now. I look back, and it was such a bag move on my part. Like, instead of picking her up in the caravan from work,
right.
I picked her, you know, like, now I'm taking her in the 70 Stingray convertible.
Duh.
And we're going to go to Joe's
choice.
Crab Shack because it was the new hotness at the time.
Yes.
I was 24. Like, that was like, you went to like chain restaurants, you know, like you hung out Friday. You went to TGI Fridays. That
was
the thing.
Yeah, you did.
Heck yeah.
Like, now it's a joke, but back then you went to these, like, Bennigan's was cool. Like, it's funny to think like that, but it's true. And but that doesn't happen now. Like, there's no way a guy's gonna take you to dinner and go like hanging out.
No,
go like a bar or something.
No, it's crazy. Honestly,
just a drink.
It's very rare that you get to a dinner. Like, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're either like walking around. Like,
what happens if a guy would ask you for dinner? Would you say like no way because you think he's crazy right off the bat?
No, it's not even necessary.
Like, if I said
but it doesn't get offered. That's
her
thing.
List of dietary restrictions would preclude.
No, I can always find something to eat.
Fries and a side salad.
I can always find something to eat. I'm a vegan.
Yes.
I have been for a year and a half.
You're a CrossFitter and you went to U of M too.
Hey, close.
That's
me.
No, but why do you think the disconnect is there? Like, it's like I don't.
No, is it just, you know, like, what? And honestly, it's going to – there is no fault. If you are a woman out there and you just – you want to get it and hit it and quit it kind of thing, more power to you. But unfortunately, there are women out there who have, like, let the guys get away with that. Mm-hmm. And now guys think that that's – what they need to do and what they can say to everybody.
Right. So,
so the second you say
– Because Tinder.
Yes. But because the second you say, oh, no, I'm not – it's I'm not about hooking up. I really do want to get to know you as a person.
All the time. I get
then
that
they're
all.
Like, oh, okay, bye. I had one guy who responded even know, intelligently and he went, oh, you're one of those smart chicks and blocked me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? At some point, this hookup moment is going to be gone. And you're going to want somebody you can have a conversation with and connect with. But you're one of those smart chicks.
8 years ago, like the whole the DTF movement came out. And I didn't know. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That
that
works?
Yeah.
And like, I think you're right. Like, there's like
because it 5%
of the girls
one time, and so now they do it all the time, and every and most girls,
and yet they all still say, "I never do this."
Well, of course,
right. No, for real, I never do this.
No, but those girls do it too. Just they're just taking off their top while they say it. Oh, I never do that.
I just feel so comfortable.
Well, and that's the thing I fear for your girls' lives.
You're gonna call me tomorrow, right?
One of my friends is newly single. And she talks to a guy once, and the next thing she's looking at a schlong on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, again, what girl ever went like, oh, I love you, marry me. Like, that's so, like, you're amazing.
Too many.
So much.
And also, like, when Chelsea and I were first talking about, hey, you know, we should have a podcast because we have, you know, full disclosure, we have a handful of friends that had gotten married just based on their biological clock. So they got married, and
it's a thing.
With
it
some of them, it's just not a good situation. Like, we know a handful of people that have been married and divorced like twice before they were 30.
Hey, you know what would help our failing marriage? Let's have a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It happens all the time. So then, you know, you go over to hang out with the kids, see how they're doing, and you're just talking, having snacks, and they're just like, oh, you poor thing. You're still single. I'm like, you're in an awful situation right now, but they are successful because they have someone.
Oh, it's they have people that will literally, like, come to, like, family reunions and Christmas parties with you. They're legitimately, like, mm-hmm. escorts without the sex, because that way your family doesn't have to give you crap straight up. And it's legitimate. You go to places like, I just went to a family reunion.
You know, wingman for my family reunion.
That would be so good to, like, have a dating site just for that.
I'm telling you.
I gotta go to a 2-year-old's birthday. Can you be like my date so my parents don't give me?
I went to a family reunion, and literally the entire time they were like, so who are you seeing?
So what's going on?
And I'm like, no one. And they're like, oh, well, that's okay. I'm like, no. I know.
Right.
I know.
I wasn't looking for validation.
That's why I can't stand going to baby showers. So it's just like, oh, well, maybe someday. I mean, maybe if you want to have a baby on your own, that's fine. You don't need to.
There's always adoption.
Like,
and you're
right.
No, you go through this your whole life, though. Then when you're dating, when you get married, when you have one kid.
Yep.
I mean, I swear to God, I'm 43 years old. My wife is 45. We have a 2-year-old, and people are going, you having another one? Like, no.
Oh, we're not.
Like, are you kidding me?
Listen, I'm going to hold out till I get married, and then I keep saying, once I'm married, don't call me, text me. I'm going to be just fine.
Can't you just hold that question back? Like, I've made it a point in my life when someone's on crutches to not say, what'd you do?
Right.
Because, like,
can I live?
Right.
Can I live my life?
But, like, do you have to say, are you having another, instead of just asking, how are they doing?
Oh, exactly.
Like, for crying out loud, like... society's getting so stupid.
Or, like, I had a decently serious relationship, and then it ended, and then you get, for, like, a year after.
Oh, whatever happened to...
Whatever happened to so-and-so? I liked him. What'd you do?
That's my mother.
why is it me?
He was a giant raging bag of douche.
Right?
Exactly.
Turns out he was still dating his baby mama. That's what happened.
Right?
Now you gotta answer, and then you feel stupid. Right. Now the tension.
They're like, why did you even choose him in the first place? I didn't know.
The thing is that, like, yeah, all this stuff sucks, but the bottom line is I get some really great stories out of it.
You do. So you've done 14 podcasts. What's the best story so far?
Oh, man.
I know it's hard.
But yeah, no, my personal favorite is the guy who ate everything at the movies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
We were talking on, now this was a while ago, and there was still online dating, but there wasn't smartphones. So you actually had to get to a computer to log on. So it was very rare that you could go back and forth conversation.
Was this Jabba?
No.
Jabba the Hutt? It was his name.
Oh, yes. No, that was Jabba. Yeah. That was their nickname. His pictures were all from when he was in college. It was only like 2 years after college. And he told me that he had a football scholarship. It was a hard 2 years.
Looked like all of his pictures, he's
6'6", he was a running back, all this great stuff. I'm real excited to meet this ginger. And
you and gingers.
And he came up, we decided we were going to go to a movie. I'm standing there waiting, and literally the biggest man I've ever seen comes towards me. He's got braces on both of his knees. He is easily 450 pounds.
So he wasn't doing a whole lot of running as a running back anymore?
Not so much.
No. He didn't have a tight end.
Not so much.
Not a hero.
But you know what? He paid for the movie ticket, which is more than some. Truth. And we get to the concessions, and he orders a large pop, a large popcorn, two hot dogs, a nacho, and a large pizza. And then he turns to me and goes, what would you like to have? And I was like, I'll just have some of your popcorn and a little pop. That's fine. He ordered me a completely separate one. Like, it was straight up, I don't share food.
Joey doesn't share food.
So
he's bringing out Tupperware with pork chops.
The worst part is we went to see...
I mean, that's my kind of date.
We went to see The Mummy 3. So with credits and everything, it's like an hour and a half.
Right.
And we sit down in this movie theater, and I put my pop to the right of me, and I think, oh, man. And as soon as I put my pop down, he lifts the seat divider in between us. So now half of my seat is gone for his butt. And then he's just literally like breathing and hoovering in food. And I'm sitting there watching him thinking, see, he's going to choke. And I can't get my arms around this man to do the Heimlich. So then because my overactive imagination kicks in and I'm like, I'm just going to have to like back up and like run at him like a battering ram as fast as I can.
Have to Superman dive into him.
And then just like deal with whatever comes out.
And be on the front page of the newspaper.
Like, oh man, no.
You should have had a second date at Golden Corral and just
And
just set up
watch the carnage.
And just wear a GoPro on your head like during the date. That would have been amazing.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, you know, okay, full disclosure, I did actually go on a second date with this guy, but the reason is totally selfish on my side, and it doesn't look great on me. It's because he had season tickets to the Chargers. At this point, I was living in San Diego, and I really wanted to go to a football game. And so,
how'd he get in a seat?
Oh, how do you get in the seat? We get down there. He doesn't tell me. Oh, by the way, these are season tickets for my family. My mom and dad are going to be there.
Oh!
So, second date. Oh, yeah. And then we get down there, and the vendors are circling like vultures because they know.
We got one.
Yeah, they're all hearing money, money, money.
Every
money,
time they come around.
He got marked when he walked in.
They're like six hot dogs. And the next one's like, oh, yeah, we'll take like three bags of nuts. And it's like... Every single time one of them came around.
I have a question. Yes. Were his parents the same size as him?
Yes. I've never felt thinner. I mean, super nice people, but like, boom.
What was the order of...
So you went to the Chargers game with the clumps.
Yeah.
Thank you. What was the seating arrangement? It like, was, were you in between
it
anyone?
It was mom, dad, me, then...
My oh, no.
Dang. So you were stuck between...
Dad.
Man, that's like... Sitting between you and Mark.
Yes, so?
No, he was much bigger than you, Bob. Much bigger.
I hope so after that description. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You better call on him.
No, I mean, it was crazy. He was a really nice guy, but at the end of it, I sat there and I'm like, listen, I like you, but I can't commit to somebody who's going to have serious health issues in 5 years. Like,
if that.
Yeah, if that. And I'm like, get healthy and call me. And, you know, I ended up moving back, but he never called me. My phone number never changed, so.
You got to look him up on Facebook.
No, it does. I mean, it cracked like every week, and you've got guests that come in and share their horror stories, and it's
so we know
it's
we're
amazing.
Not alone.
We're not alone. It's crazy hard
you
out here.
We're not alone.
But, yeah, we are on Facebook, Reasons Why I'm Single. We are on Twitter. It's Why I Am Singles.
Plural.
Because people, you know, will sit at home with, like, pizza and take a picture and be like, hashtag Why I'm Single. So, that, like, a lot of those
they
Twitter
exist,
handles
yeah.
are. Already shaken, but yeah, we'd love to get some of you guys to check out our show. Let us know what we're doing. Let us know what you have. What happens to you?
Yeah, right. So it's Thursday night, 7 to 8.
Yay. Right here, Podcast Detroit.
Reasons Why I'm Single. Chelsea, Stacey, appreciate you hanging out.
Thank you.
It's been a fun show. It was a nice debate night, fun topic. See you guys at Monroe Comic Con this weekend. On behalf of Bob, Dave, and the Nuri's ghost, I want to thank you for the time spent with us. We appreciate it. And do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. Drive careful. Beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash. You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the can.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the cheese. Oh.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? No! Yeah, so now I'm just like doing like stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Go home. Unplug. Get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now.
I love this city.
I was banging on the way.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT and the D Show.